And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Senator John Kennedy says he's not running for governor of Louisiana, and he'll stay put in D.C. to represent the Bayou State. LawPolitics.com publisher Jeremy Alford says his decision brings the focus back to where in the fall, without two dozen different politicians considering a gubernatorial run.
Kennedy kind of inserted himself into the conversation and put everyone's plans on hold until he announced. So now attention turns to other people, and now we're waiting on other people. But we're not going to have to wait long.
So far, the Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry and independent personal injury attorney Hunter Lundy are officially running. Alford says Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is expected to announce his candidacy Tuesday. That'll be his 64th birthday.
He said that this decision's weighing on him, that he loves his current job and that it's a tough decision, but I think he may be leaning towards running. The next day, on Wednesday, John Schroeder, our state treasurer, is expected to make his announcement.
Alford says Republicans Mandeville Representative Richard Nelson and Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt are others that are considering a run for governor. And with Kennedy no longer a factor in the governor's race, Alford says the focus shifts to Baton Rouge Congressman Garrett Graves.
He has been kind of flirting with the governor's race on and off over the past year, and he has refused to kind of show his hand in any way, shape, or form, and now he's certainly going to have to.
Alford says now the only role Kennedy will play in the 2023 governor's race is who he will endorse. As for Democrats, Alford says DOTD Secretary Sean Wilson and chair of the Louisiana Democratic Party, Katie Bernard, are considering entering the race. Preliminary reports from the National Weather Service in Jackson has rated the Ashley County tornado on January 2nd from an EF0 to an EF2. They say that we can say there was tornado damage extending from the intersection of Ashley 333 to Camp Road in the southern part of Ashley County all the way to Chico County along Arkansas 35. They said for now they're going to call it a continuous track roughly 40 miles unless they can get any better idea of any gaps in the damage. The survey team is fairly confident it would be continuous, even though the few swampy areas and section of the road they could not go down. This is 90.3 KEDM, listener-supported public radio. I'm Corey Crow.